a lot here about the magic of radio, how each day the conversations that take place here come through magically that little box beside your bed and in your car. Well, it turns out that those same FM waves can do even more than deliver radio, and soon your appliances might be paying attention to their signal as well. A Toronto company called eRadio Incorporated is partnered with CBC Radio Canada to use FM frequencies to operate household appliances like your washing machine, your fridge, or your hot water heater. And what's more, it's that this smart grid system would also help you save electricity. Joining me now to explain how it would all work is Jackson Wang. He is president and CEO of eRadio Incorporated. Good morning.
Good morning, Bandy.
So please explain to me how my appliances could start listening to my radio and be controlled by CBC.
Interesting. The timing is really good. Jim Curran just did a traffic report that makes the drivers in our city a little bit smarter.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the same type of technology, but in a digital manner, we are speaking through CBC, and appliances with our chip in it listens to the grid traffic report and does the smart thing.
All right. Losing the metaphor now of traffic in the city. So basically, we're sending an FM signal. It's not actually, I'm afraid, my refrigerator is not listening to me, much as it would love to. It's listening to some sort of sub-carrier signal.
That's correct.
Something's going over the wire.
Right. It's actually a technology very similar to some of the late model cars. We've been actually involved in that industry for quite a while, for over a decade. And the fact that you could see CBC, the call sign come up, mm-hmm. that's the technology that we're using. And we're using it in a secured manner, and we send a bunch of bits through CBC and on our receiver. It's kind of like a modem where you encode the signal, you decode it, and all of a sudden the traffic report comes onto the programmable thermostats and appliances, and it does the smart thing. Well, I'd like to explain a little bit about what's the definition of smart.
Mm-hmm.
One would say that there's some level of intelligence in the sense that if something happens, you do something in response to it. So, for example, if in the weekend we just experienced a blackout in the Yorkville area, mm-hmm. if the technology was widely deployed, it is perhaps possible to minimize the impact of that because...
By turning surges down.
Exactly. Turning all the non-essentials off in the case of emergency. But as you know, time of use is also coming here in Ontario. So I think we're providing a means so that our communities and folks can be green without doing that very, very easily.
I just want to understand this in an individual basis. I would, if I had this technology in my home, dictate to you to dictate to my air conditioner, for instance, to turn off if necessary during a high surge period, or to turn the refrigerator. Just explain to me.
It's actually a matter of choice. It's like folks who are listening to Jim Curran could choose to take the advice or not take the advice. So in a manner, these type of systems, we found that in the work that we're doing here in Canada as well as places like California, that choice for the consumer is very paramount. We don't ever want to be seen as, you know, this is Big Brother and so on. We really want to treat this as a service that the consumer appreciate because it makes them easier to do the right thing.
As I do the right green thing and save money, for instance, on my electricity usage, am I paying for this service? Where does the money come from that your company makes?
Well, I think there's a couple of different models that we're working on. At this point, we're on pilot. But I think the business case itself, just like the technology, I think simple and elegant is that works best. One of the methods is that because the cost is so low, because the radio infrastructure already exists, some of the cost can be embedded right in the device as it's being sold.
The device?
Whatever that is. It could be a host of different devices,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's a programmable thermostat or appliances. But the big power items would be things like the dryer, the air conditioner, and those type of mm-hmm. loads.
When is this going to be available?
Well, a lot of that is available now for testing. So our listener here in Ontario could certainly call their local utilities, and we'd be more than happy to talk to them.
Well, appliances are a very important demo to the CBC. We want to rule the world of appliance listening, so we're hoping this really works well.
Well, I think the fact that CBC reaches from coast to coast is really a huge step in this. As you can imagine, there's a lot of competing technology in this space, but we've been a believer in radio for a long, long time. Radio has a special connection with the communities.
I become so absorbed in this conversation, I forget that another piece of technology is going to take us out of here in about 10 seconds, called the computer. Thanks very much. Jackson Wang is the president and CEO of eRadio.